This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, getting back from Commodity Classic, had the chance to talk with farmers and broadcasters from all across the country. And, of course, the hot topic in a lot of the media room conversations had to be centered around the Farm Bill. Of course, we're almost a full 7 months of work time left before the Farm Bill would be set to expire, which, of course, is the extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. However, we're already hearing from many politicians that they're pretty well set in stone that they're going to kick the can down the road again before work even happens this year. Farmers are saying that's not an option. We'll talk more right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Farmers, ranchers, and basically everybody who eats in this country is being held over the barrel in the balance of legislation that is supposed to be about agriculture production, but has only farming accounting for 14% of the $1.5 trillion price tag. The lion's share of the bill is nutrition titles and other pet projects that really have nothing to do with food or agriculture to begin with. And more, it's become a partisan piece of legislation. It used to be considered a very bipartisan piece of legislation, almost a slam dunk no-brainer, as what former Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota used to tell me when I would speak with him. But now it seems that some politicians have no problem using our food as a weapon to get what they want. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst sits on the Senate Ag Committee, and she gave me her appraisal yesterday of how the situation has unfolded.
So not only are our farmers and ranchers caught up in horrible political cycles about what people want to do or don't want to do here in Washington, D.C., but there are real practical issues and deadlines that our farmers and our ranchers face as they are applying for different programs. So will one program remain the same? Will it change? Will there need to be different standards? They don't know that. And what we know is we have to provide certainty for our farmers, and they are not getting that right now. So while we have a one-year extension in place for those programs, we need to understand that our farmers are in a very different cycle than the election cycle that we face as politicians. They need to know when they apply for a program, that program is going to be there, that it is going to be funded, and have the specifications as laid out through through the USDA or other agencies. So we're just really grappling with this right now. And I feel that Chairwoman Stabenow is doing a true disservice to those that are engaged in agriculture by not really coming back to the table to work on this. And again, what I want to stress is that this is a bill that costs the taxpayers $1.5 trillion. And most people out there that aren't in ag, they will look at that bill and say, why are those farmers getting all this money? It's not our farmers that are getting this money. It's all of these external interests, but those are the programs that are outside of the scope of what the farmers are doing on their own land.
For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.